This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A beautiful evening across Israel with clear skies. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa is enjoying a cool breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah steps up rocket fire on northern Israel as five IDF divisions press deeper into southern Lebanon. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF prepares to capture Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Lebanon. Division 98 continues to encircle Bint Jael, according to Mariv, from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran claims they forced Israel to cease attacks in Beirut, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Separately, a missile hit a house in Kiryat Shmona without prior warning, igniting a fire. Fortunately, no injuries have been reported, says Israel Hayom. And finally, Trump's peace board faces a cash crunch, stalling the Gaza plan, according to the Jerusalem Post. Just in. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted just minutes ago that the economic battle with Iran has only begun. Tehran emerged battered but still standing. The IDF reported earlier today that they eliminated over 180 Hezbollah terrorists in a large-scale strike. Jewish Warrior 13 shared that both Saudi Arabia and the UAE are refusing to ship oil through the strait under Iranian control, leading to an unofficial embargo. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's increased rocket fire, according to Ynet, sirens sounded in Nahariya and Safed as tensions escalate in the north. The IDF has responded by pressing deeper into southern Lebanon. This escalation poses significant risks for Israeli communities in the north. Turning to the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, as reported by Mariv, Division 98 is intensifying efforts around Bint Jebel, a key Hezbollah stronghold. Their actions are part of a broader strategy to weaken Hezbollah's influence in the region. The outcome could significantly alter the balance of power in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Iran's claim of halting Israeli attacks in Beirut comes amidst delicate negotiations. Iran's stance, as reported by Israel Hayom, links military actions to diplomatic talks. This development could complicate Israel's strategic calculations in the region. In a related development, the missile strike in Kiryat Shmona highlights the persistent threat to Israeli civilians. Israel Hayom notes that emergency services quickly contained the fire. The incident underscores the unpredictable nature of the current conflict. Finally, the cash crunch facing Trump's peace board affects regional diplomacy. The Jerusalem Post reports that the Iran war has disrupted funding efforts. This financial strain could delay potential peace initiatives in Gaza. Turning to business and markets. First, 55% of jobs will transform due to AI within 3 years. CTech reports that while roles may not vanish, expectations will shift significantly. Separately, Disney plans to lay off up to 1,000 employees, mainly in marketing. Mariv Business indicates this is part of a restructuring strategy. And finally, Greece has purchased artillery systems from Israel worth NIS 2.3 billion. This agreement involves Elbit supplying the Greek army, as reported by Ynet Business. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.